For the past 15 months, Democrats have used their control of the Senate to restrain President Bush's ability to appoint federal judges. The Republican victory in last week's election is expected to increase the president's ability to get his nominees confirmed. But NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports Democrats aren't going to make that easy.
For Democrats, the numbers were pretty abysmal even after 8 years of President Clinton's rule. Although scholars have observed that Mr. Clinton generally appointed quite moderate judges, when the Democratic president left office, Democratic appointees were a majority on only 3 of the 11 federal appeals courts. That's in part because conservative Republicans used a variety of parliamentary tactics to slow down the confirmation process. When the Democrats took control of the Judiciary Committee in 2001, Chairman Patrick Leahy also delayed hearings on some of the most controversial Bush appeals court nominees. Overall, however, to the consternation of some liberals, Leahy speeded up the hearing schedule markedly so that in 15 months, the committee had voted on 100 judicial nominees, approving 98 of them and rejecting 2. The 2 who were rejected, both on party line votes, were Texas Judge Priscilla Owen and Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering, both nominated to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Last week, President Bush said he wanted them both voted on again. And the man slated to become the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee in January, Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, says he thinks that's a good idea, though he concedes that renominating defeated nominees is an unusual move that may infuriate Democrats.
Well, it'd certainly be irritating to the ones who voted against these people, but I don't think many people doubt that that was party line politics and partisan politics rather than doing what was right.
Democrat Leahy, the outgoing chairman, is more than irritated.
If they renominate them, it will tell the American public that they are more interested in ideology than they are in independence of the federal court. Is this really a legacy the president wants to leave, to become the first president to try to remove the independence of the federal judiciary?
Democrats, he notes, are not completely powerless in the face of Republican control. Democrats could do what Republicans did to them, put holds on nominations they find offensive. Any move to consider the nomination on the floor then would trigger a filibuster and would require 60 votes to move forward. Senator Leahy.
If there is a really bad nominee, I think a filibuster is merited.
Senator Hatch is appalled at the idea of filibustering judicial nominees, saying it would make an already difficult confirmation process more tortured.
That would be a very bad precedent, and it works both ways. Republicans, I think, in the end, would be much better at filibustering their nominees than they would be at filibustering ours.
Though filibusters of judicial nominations are rare, they've happened in the past, most recently on Supreme Court nominations. More arcane, but just as effective for Republicans during the Clinton administration, was an aggressive use of the so-called blue slip rule, a time-honored practice in the Senate. For more than 100 years, senators from a nominee's home state have been sent a blue slip to indicate their approval. And if the slip is not returned, the nominee is in effect vetoed. Senator Hatch says he'll honor blue slip vetoes for federal district court nominees, at least when both senators are opposed to a nomination. And he says that even when only one senator is opposed, confirmation would be difficult. But appeals court nominees, he says, are something else again. Blue slips are not decisive.
The blue slip rule doesn't particularly give that kind of authority to stop those nominees. The presidents have always jealously guarded their right to pick whoever they want in the circuit courts of appeals.
Senator Leahy, however, counters that in the Clinton years, Hatch for the Republicans and the Democrats, too, when they had control, did honor blue slips for appeals court nominees.
They would not return blue slips on a number of the courts of appeals judges, and made it clear that he was going to have to consult very much with them or they weren't going to get blue slips. Jesse Helms never returned a blue slip.
The result, says Leahy, is that during the 8 Clinton years, no nominee from Senator Helms' home state of North Carolina was confirmed for a seat on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. In other circuits, President Clinton eventually brokered deals with Republican senators to facilitate filling appeals court seats. But President Bush has evidenced no interest in that kind of accommodation, and right now, he holds most of the cards. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.